I'm Ruth Dussel. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin health officials are on the alert for bird flu. Plans are laid to replace Alameda District Attorney Pamela Price. Violent crime is down in most of San Francisco. And San Quentin's incarcerated population was left out of tsunami warnings. Marin County public health officials are warning against bird flu transmission through raw milk after a child experienced fever and vomiting. The child's case is under investigation by county and state public health departments, as well as the Centers for Disease Control. The child has since recovered, and no other family members fell ill. The state is advising healthcare providers to test for avian flu H5N1 in individuals who contract flu-like symptoms after consuming raw milk. Officials believe there was no person-to-person transmission. Dr. Lisa Santora, Marin County's public health officer, emphasized a low public risk, saying bird flu infections in humans are uncommon, but there are ongoing outbreaks in U.S. poultry and dairy farms. This year, California has reported 32 bird flu cases, primarily among poultry and dairy workers exposed to infected animals. Pamela Price was the first district attorney in Alameda County's history to be recalled. So last week, the county's Board of Supervisors came up with a plan to replace her with an interim DA. They unanimously approved a timeline that includes a public application process, which opened Wednesday, followed by interviews and deliberations in public meetings. Applications are due January 6th. Finalists will be chosen and interviewed during public meetings in January. Supervisors are aiming to swear in a new appointee by February 4th. Whoever the board selects will only serve until the next election in 2026. The winner of that election will serve the rest of Price's term, which was extended to 2028 by a new state law that lines up certain local contests with the presidential election cycle. Royal Roberts, who temporarily assumed the DA role after Price's departure, hinted that he might apply to be his own replacement. Roberts has already made staffing changes and initiated a review of policies to emphasize public safety and victims' rights. On Wednesday, San Francisco city officials renamed the 1500 block of Grove Street after Aubrey Abracasa Jr., a 17-year-old who was shot and killed there nearly 20 years ago. His case is still unsolved. The previous day, Abracasa's mother, Paulette Brown, joined San Francisco Mayor London Breed, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, and Police Chief Bill Scott at a press conference at the police headquarters. They announced that 2024 saw the city's lowest rate in violent crime since the early 1960s. Chief Scott said that homicides dropped from 50 last year to 33 this year. He acknowledged that some residents may not feel the changes in crime reduction due to the fact that nonviolent crimes often go unreported. Homicide numbers don't lie, he said. It's one of the few statistics that are reported. Breed credited the decrease to initiatives like the Street Violence Intervention Program, which tries to reduce crime through community outreach. It aims to diffuse potentially violent situations in schools and neighborhoods. The mayor highlighted a 50% reduction in violent crime in the District 10 Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood, but said the Mission District saw an increase. Roberto Alfaro of the nonprofit HOMI, which focuses on at-risk youth, said those may be poverty crimes. There's homelessness and a lack of opportunities for jobs, he said. That creates conditions where people get desperate and use violence as a means to get what they need. When a magnitude 7 earthquake struck off the northern coast last week, it triggered a region-wide tsunami warning. But San Quentin inmates heard nothing until after the threat was over. Tsunamis can flood areas up to a mile inland, leaving places like San Quentin vulnerable. Inmates say they have received no preparation training. A 2023 UCLA report found that California's prisons were unprepared for climate-related hazards. Incarcerated people are excluded from the vulnerable populations category in state emergency plans. I'm Ruth Dussel. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.